For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, coming to you from the New Media Production Studios in Coldwater, Michigan. The lead stories are Grand Theft GPU in China of RTX 3090s. A huge, huge VMware hack caused a massive, massive server hacks. And the only reason VMware knows is because of the NSA. SpaceX Starships test to 50,000 feet tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern. And the FCC awards SpaceX $886 billion. We'll talk about that here in just a second. I want to welcome you to episode 1492 of the Geek News Central podcast for Monday, December 7th, a day that will live in infamy. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You can support this show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider. Hey, want to give a warm welcome to all the new listeners. I want to make sure you get over to geeknewscentral.com. Check out all the great content over there. Of course, while you're on the website, subscribe to the show. Get subscribed to the newsletter. All those links are right there for you to get involved. You can join our chat room at geeknews.chat or our Discord channel, where all the cool kids hang out. Of course, on our Slack channel, all you got to do is send me an email and we'll get you connected directly to that. So, of course, if you have comments about today's show, you can contact me via email at geeknews@gmail.com or on Twitter at geeknews. You can, of course, follow me on Facebook as well. Hey, all the partner shows are linked to geeknewscentral.com. And, of course, this show, yes, this show, has the longest-running continuous sponsor of a podcast, and that's our good friends at GoDaddy.com. Make sure you get over to GoDaddy.com at Geek News Central. Well, get over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. That's definitely going to save you some serious, serious cash. Because what we've got is we got promo codes that save you a pile of money, up to 87, between 87 and 90% on your product purchases over there. And, you know, we appreciate your support when you use our promo codes. Whether you take 30% off a new product purchase or you pick up a new domain name for $4.99. This is for new customers on new or transfer domains. Again, a dollar a month economy hosting for the first year with a free domain and the dollar a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year with a free domain is unequivocally the best deal. In order to get a hosting account, web hosting account set up, definitely check that out. Again, a dollar a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year with a free domain and a dollar a month economy hosting with a free domain. Of course, we've got a free trial of GoDaddy website builder, your choice of personal business of business plus plans. Those are a 1 month free trial. I want to thank GoDaddy for being a sponsor. Did get the November numbers. We were down just a tad. So we definitely want you guys to help us out in December, get the numbers up a little bit. So definitely check that out. So kind of quiet on the live stream today. I'm looking over here and see if we got, looks like a couple people on YouTube. Yeah. So I wonder if I've gotten shadow banned. I posted a post on Facebook this afternoon when I learned that our governor has extended the lockdown for another 14 days. And it's just lockdowns of a couple of business categories. And of course, those folks are hurting the worst. It's bars and restaurants, where the restaurants are not allowed to have only takeout. And, you know, it's really, in my opinion, you have thousands of people traipsing through Walmarts. I see it. I see thousands of people going through grocery stores. No limitations on the number of people in stores. I went to pick something up on Friday, and there was probably 40 people in a store. There was no way you could social distance. It was impossible to social distance. There was no limits in these stores, yet restaurants have been able to separate people by table, limit seating, and yet they can't operate. Yet regular stores can. There's something fundamentally wrong with this, and we're seeing this all across this country. But in Michigan, she's extended it to the 22nd of December. And the outcry has already been incredible. And I truly feel bad for servers. I feel bad for bartenders, business owners. There is so much that will never recover. We're seeing it. I'm seeing it here in this little small town that I live in. I'm seeing moving trucks backed up to eating establishments. I'm seeing moving trucks and businesses being boarded up left and right. There is no restaurants left on this side of they're gone. They're all where I used to have 3-4 places to choose from. They're all gone, out of business. And it's going to be years before anyone trusts the government not to do this again. There's no way that I would invest in a restaurant or a bar these days. I just wouldn't do it because you can't trust the government because they have treated that class of business absolutely unfairly. If you want to stop the spread, you close Myers, you close Walmart, where these thousands of people are going into those establishments with no limits and doing all their Christmas shopping. Yet, for some reason, these idiots think that restaurants are a spreader of COVID. It makes absolutely no sense. Probably the safest place I feel in recent times when I'm going into businesses is in a restaurant. Go down to Indiana, no problem. Servers are being super careful, how they're handling foods being super careful, how they're handling drinks, how they've just changed their whole business style. And yet, and bars are open, by the way. And yes, social distancing in bars is enforced. But here in Michigan, no, you can't have that. You can't be a gym and be open. But you can be a pot dispensary and be open. So, I guess it's, really the government at work here and punishing the people that it's hurting the most. You think about the income levels of most people that are servers. They're living on the edge. And it's hurting them the most. And yet there's no support for them. None. It's truly, in my opinion, it's criminal what's happening now. It's cruel. It's cruel. It's not criminal. It's cruel. And we're seeing this all across the country where my son is out in Los Angeles, locked down. And he's freaking out. How am I going to earn? I had a job. Now I don't have a job. And, it's not good. It really, really isn't. So anyway, this past Saturday had a new media show. And, then Saturday afternoon and through Sunday, sometime mid morning, put in some work in the studio at the compound. And this morning I booked tickets for my mom and I to go to Tampa to see my new grandson. So I'll be leaving out of here on Friday morning, getting down there, and then coming back on Monday. I'm flying Spirit for the first time. So we'll see how that experience goes. But the tickets were cheap, 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 cheap. I was like, holy smoke. Hey, if you want to go somewhere that's open, Florida's open, by the way, and you can get down there for about $60 out of Michigan, out of Detroit. It was $60 each way. That's their, and of course, then you have to pay for your seat and your seat position. I'm in the back. It's 2.5 hours down there. And then in the pay for your carry-on. So all told is like, I think, $150, $160, something like that for a round trip to Tampa. And anyway, I'm looking at seeing if I can get a COVID test. And it's, there's timing is super, super critical, because in order to go back to Hawaii for a couple of days for Christmas, I think I have to get a COVID test on the 21st if I want to fly in the 23rd. Mileage to go back to Honolulu is actually pretty cheap. So I'll probably use miles to go back, but you know, that, go back for a few days. So I won't be there. Probably go down on the 23rd and come back on the 27th. That's kind of the plan as of right now. We'll see if I can get a COVID test, because I don't want to have to quarantine in a room for four days or whatever it is I'm going to be there. It's stupid. So find a COVID test for $129, I think is the, well, insurance is supposed to cover it. So anyway, lots going on here. We'll keep you advised and everything. But yeah, we got a good show for you tonight. Got a lot of stuff to talk about, stuff that's in the lineup. Hey, if you're on Facebook and checking in, make sure you say hello. Say hello, hello. We want you to do that. Also, let's see here. What have I got? Kirk did a good job tonight finding a good stack of stuff. And you never know what's going to happen this time of year for tech news, because people start thinking about the holiday period. And let me take a little shot of H2O. No Red Bull tonight. But we've talked about these NVIDIA RTX 3090 GPUs that are selling for like $20,000. And these things are marvels. And probably scientific people or research people are dying for these things. Well, there was a grand theft of $340,000 worth of RTX 3090s, the retail price, not the what the real marketplace is, that quote unquote fell off a truck in China. So sometime last week, thieves stole a large number of NVIDIA-based RTX 3090 graphic cards from MSI's factory in mainland China. The news comes from a Twitter user who posted what appears to be an official MSI internal document about the theft. Roughly translated, it says, hey, this has been reported, and we're going to give 100,000 won reward. But the theft was about 40 containers of RTX 3090 cards, a total value of about 2.2 million renminbi, or 336,000 in U.S. dollars, and apparently 224 stolen GPUs. Now, oh, excuse me, we've seen scalpers on eBay having gotten some legitimate bids as high as 20,000 for a single RTX 3090, with typical auctions going for more like 2,600. But still, these things are in short demand. So I'm sure some Chinese military outfit needed some cards and didn't have have any budget, so they just probably went and stole them. wouldn't put it past Chinese government to do such a thing, to you know, five finger a highly valuable GPU. They can do, probably it's got, here's a funny thing. Some of this stuff that's manufactured, once it comes to the United States, even if it's made in China, can't be exported. I don't know about these specific GPUs, but it is kind of hilarious. The NSA, this is big. The NSA says Russian state hackers are using a VMware flaw to ransack networks. And that's their exact wording. Multiple VMware products are exploited in attacks to access Windows Active Directory. So the NSA says that Russian state hackers are compromising multiple VMware system attacks, allow hackers to install malware, gain authorized access to sensitive data, and maintain a persistent hold on widely used remote work platforms. This attack remained unpatched until last Thursday. Now, how did VMware find out about the patch? Well, the NSA informed them of it. And so if you are an IT guy, a dude named Ben, VMware patch CVE TAC 2020 TAC 4006 is the patch, but you're probably going to have to clean your machines. And they did publish an advisory on Thursday about this. So the command injection flaw affects the following five VMware platforms. For those of you that are geeks out there, VMware Access Suite 20.01 and 20.10 on Linux, VMware VIDM 5.VDIM 5, 33.1, 332, and 333 on Linux, VMware VIDM connector 3.3.1 and 3.32, 33.3, and 1903, VM Cloud Foundation 6.4.x, and VMware vRealize Suite Lifecycle Manager 7.7, 8.x. So if you're running one of those products, if your company is, probably screwed. You're probably already owned. So go get those machines patched and then start scrubbing. It's a big one. This is a big, big one. For have the NSA to actually inform VMware that they had an issue, it makes you just really sit back and go, Now, if you buy your computer tomorrow and don't have to be doing dedicated work, SpaceX versus high altitude, you know, this is being recorded on Thursday. So if you're listening to this after Friday at 9 a.m. Eastern, it's too late. But SpaceX versus high altitude Starship test could, weather permitting, happen Tuesday. They're going to send the Starship prototype 50,000 feet in the air. So this is a much bigger leap. The SN8 prototype is on the launch pad in Boca Chica, Texas. And SpaceX has confirmed this. Its first high-altitude test could take place as soon as Tuesday. As Elon Musk previously described, the test will see the Starship reach as high as 15 kilometers, about 50,000 feet. A live stream of the event on YouTube is set to become available at 7 a.m. And the actual time of the test is dynamic. Okay, so maybe not at 9 a.m. So 7 a.m., excuse me. Is that 7 a.m. Texas time? Let me click on this because there was a link. I think it was 9 a.m. Eastern, which makes sense. So Elon Musk says things taking a little longer. And so we'll see. Yeah, so it starts at 9 a.m. my time. I just set a reminder on it so I can watch on YouTube. So you can go over to Engadget if you want to get that link if you're watching live right now, if you don't want to wait for the show notes. But again, SpaceX first high altitude Starship launch. So good luck on them. Hey, now this next article, I actually, for the first time in a while, I'm like, man, the FCC did something right. The FCC has awarded SpaceX $886 million for satellite internet network. It's part of the $9.2 billion the agency awarded to rural broadband internet companies. Now, this award is the biggest that they have done to a single company. So the company will receive $886 million over the next 10 years for its Starlink satellite broadband project under the FCC's Rural Digital Opportunity Fund. And this is, I can't wait. I really can't. I'm sucking on bandwidth at the compound. This weekend is averaging like 3.5 and 4. I'm getting the YouTube buffering. It really sucks. I'm supposed to be getting like 13 down. I never do. SpaceX has already launched 900 of the planned 12,000 satellites needed for the Starlink system in a low Earth orbit. Musk has said that the company needs 800 in satellites in space to provide a significant operational capability. And of course, SpaceX kicked off its Better Than Nothing beta in October. So I'm still not in the window, and I'm hoping by spring we will. But other big winners in the FCC auction included LTD Broadband. Oh, they're going to get $1.3 billion. Charter, lovely, these at, will receive $1.2 billion. And the Rural Electric Cooperative is getting $1.1. So they're not getting the biggest. And, of course, between 24 and 163 million people lack broadband internet in the United States. And it's acute in areas like mine. And, you know, it's just a crying shame here that these, that we're still just lagging. And we're, it's, you know, it, to me, it's, it feels like the time I was waiting for a cable modem when I was on a 56K dial-up connection and I was just dying for months and months and, you know, for maybe more than a couple of years for cable modems to make it to the area I was in as it slowly progressed. Of course, I was on the wrong side of town every time. And, gosh, it just, it's bad. If you have high-speed internet, count your lucky stars. Really, I'm serious. You don't know how bad it can be today again. It's horrible, really horrible. You know, I've got a, I think my cable replacement did not work. And my very expensive Shure earbuds, I've got one channel. Sometimes if I tap it, it'll come back playing, but it just died again. This is really, and these are very expensive in-ear headphones. And for one of them to go bad is beyond annoying. What I have found is if I raise my voice real high, it clears it, and then it works for a while. But I'm going to have to take it out of my ear because it's now buzzing in my ear. So I guess I know what I'm buying myself for Christmas. This stuff, you know, this stuff should last a lot longer than it does. So I think the next round, I'm just going to go cheap. So Waymo, you know, in Arizona, they have driverless rides. And there's one college student that's made quite the effort. He's taken over 60 driverless Waymo rides. And basically his takeaway from this is that the videos and the rides have been very boring. He says, in nearly 5 hours of driving, I didn't see Waymo's vehicles make a significant mistake. That contrasts with the full self-driving software Tesla released in beta back in October. He said, I watched 3 hours of videos of customers testing out Tesla's technology and drivers intervene more than a dozen times, including two cases where a crash seemed imminent. He said his experience in Waymo has been rock solid. Now, I'm sure Waymo has spent a lot of time finding out about that specific area and making sure they've got all the weird things that crop up during those routes. You know, my car is lane, that lane-centering technology. I absolutely love it. It still runs home to mama once in a while and decides it wants to run off the road. So it's not automated driving at all. It's just purely some cameras looking at the lines in the road. So these, what they're doing has to be pretty impressive. They said, he said the vehicles are still a little too cautious around pedestrians. In one recent video, Johnson called a Waymo vehicle to a crowded retail parking lot, hit start ride, and then had to wait almost 3 minutes before the vehicle moved a significant distance. There were apparently so many pedestrians and other vehicles around that the Waymo car didn't feel safe moving forward. He said a human driver almost certainly would have moved sooner, but it's hard to blame Waymo for this. Far better to be a little slower than a risk of running someone over. And a car sitting there for 3 minutes, they don't care because guess what? It's not going to affect the salary because there is no one's on the clock. And of course, 4 hours of perfect driving, 40 or 400 for that matter, won't be enough to prove Waymo cars are safe. And to properly evaluate the safety of these vehicles requires a lot of data and, I believe, a lot of random driving in a lot of different areas. So we'll see what happens with this, but good article here. Lots of data for you to review, and they talk about the tech and the crash avoidance and everything else that goes into it. Again, if you're on Facebook and YouTube, make sure you say hello, check in and say hi. Ford's autonomous cars are delivering fresh produce in Miami, taking food to students. Builds on Ford's existing self-driving test. It's called Argo. And what they're really doing is they are they aren't truly self-driving. It's an 8-week pilot program that uses autonomous fusion hybrid cars to deliver fresh produce to Miami-Dade students learning at home. They're dropping off fresh fruit and vegetables via the test vehicles. So there's two riders in there at all time, two Argo AI specialists sit in each car to monitor the test, take over if necessary, make the final contactless delivery. Of course, they had to say that. Still helps test the vehicles driving in an AI, driving AI in a mix of real-world situations, ranging from apartment complexes to driveways, including places without any parking. So this is a big milestone for Ford. This is the first time Ford used Argo self-driving technology as part of a public-facing partnership. So we'll keep an eye on this. 10 more years, folks. 10 more years. All right, on a more geeky side, how many of you have ever lost a hard drive? They never come in an opportune moment, right? They always go when it's like the worst possible time. I remember my first hard drive I lost on a laptop was when I was traveling to New Mexico. And I got in my hotel room. I had a Dell laptop and fired it up, and it didn't fire up. The hard drive had failed during the trip, and I was pretty screwed. I needed that laptop in a worse sort of way. And if I remember correctly, I spent a lot of money trying to get a replacement hard drive in, and then the recovery. And finally, 2 or 3 days later, I was back up and running. But and of course, I couldn't get everything recovered because of, you know, just software installations and everything else and stuff at home. And that was a time when we're still using CDs to load programs. But how to tell if your hard drive is failing? And there's three signs. Number one, a slowing computer, frequent freezes, or the blue screen of death. Number two, corrupted data and accumulating bad sectors. Corrupted data can show up in countless different ways. And of course, there's ways to check for this. And then finally, most importantly, strange sounds. When you hear strange sounds from your hard drive, it's almost too late. A repetitive sound known as the click of death is caused by the head trying to write data, failing, returning to its home position, and retrying over and over again. Grinding or screeching noises indicate that parts of the hardware, such as the bearings or spindle motor, are failing. If you're lucky, you might be able to get your data backed up if you're lucky. But usually the time between you hear the first click and the failure is relatively quick. It's not going to happen. It's going to happen pretty quickly. And of course, it could be an SSD drive too. They feel that SSDs will fail anywhere from 3 to 5 years, just like regular hard drives will. So you're not completely safe. So keep those machines backed up at all times. You just never know. The 6 best Mac cleaning and optimization apps. So I run one here called, what is it called? I thought I had it loaded on this machine because it runs every now and then. Maybe it's not running in the foreground, but I have some cleaning apps that basically does stuff like just like Windows does. It keeps your Mac computer clean of junk files, and it really cleans stuff up. Now, Macs are great. They aren't perfect, just like any other computer. And they've got some programs. The one I use, oh my good, Clean My Mac X. This is the same program I use. Clean My Mac X. This is the one I use. It's really good. I think I paid $34 or something for it like that. It's a good one. Another one is Smart Mac Care. I'm not familiar with this particular program. Oh, Clean My Mac X is $39.95 a year. So the Smart Mac Care one does junk scan, privacy scan, malware scan. I'm already running malware tools. Another one is Drive Genius. Never seen that. It's more of a cleanup tool. It's also a monitoring optimization tool. Drive Genius possesses features that allow you to run diagnostics on your Mac storage drive. Apart from that, the software can scan for malicious content and securely erase files. Most importantly, the software will detect corrupted files on your Mac drive. So, and then Tune Up My Mac. I've seen this one before, but I've never run it. And this one is a cleaning optimization, security, and manual cleaning. It's a little expensive, $16.95. And final one is Gemini 2, then CC Cleaner. So anyway, these are good programs. I like the first one, Clean My Mac X. That's the one I like the most. So definitely feel free to check that out. All right, where am I at here in the stack? Okay, I found it. You know, as much as I hate the mobile companies from time to time, I like it when they have to spend money. And Verizon expected to spend $16 billion on C-band spectrum to fix its 5G network. So analysts expect Verizon to bid its way into 100 megahertz of mid-band 5G wireless spectrum. The government is opening up 280 megahertz of C-band spectrum, and that C-band spectrum is between 3.7 gigahertz and 3.98 gigahertz. And boy, this is a golden frequency. It really is, because that frequency allows will penetrate walls. You don't have to worry about the 5G signal ending at the window. This one will actually go through the walls. So Verizon plans to bid on 100 megahertz, and they think it's going to cost them about $16 billion. But the huge swath of C-band spectrum is valued between $35 and $51 billion. And it could give smaller telecom companies a big boost to a fledging 5G network, as well as provide much-needed mid-band spectrum for both Verizon and AT&T, which T-Mobile has quite a bit already. And Comcast is bidding. U.S. Cellular, Dish, along with the three big U.S. Telecoms. Estimate says Verizon will win 100 megahertz. AT&T will win 80. And T-Mobile will bid and win 60 megahertz. All these are like 16, 12, and 10 billion. Dish Network is expected to bid, and we expect any spectrum it wins to sit unused with a huge amount of low-band and mid-band spectrum it already owns and hasn't yet offered commercially. So, interesting, they're sitting on unused frequency. But again, it's basic how this spectrum has the ability to transmit a lot of data fast and without putting up a small millimeter wave cell. That's the big difference here. It's got long range, and it does well. So anyway, we'll see what happens with this auction as it progresses. Best Buy is expanding its contactless curbside pickup hours for holiday shoppers. So if you're scared about going out, well, you can order and then drive to the store. Why not just order and have it delivered? You know, I don't understand this. Why do you have to go to the curb? Just order online, have it delivered. You don't need to go anywhere. You know, this next one is more of a medical piece, and it's going to, there's a segmentation of this audience that's going to be interested in it. It's called the CRISPR gene editing. It shows promise for sickle cell disease. Apparently, there's been a breakthrough in CRISPR gene editing for patients with blood diseases. Researchers focus on two conditions, beta thalassemia and sickle cell anemia. Of course, the sickle cell anemia affects upwards of 100,000 black people in the United States alone. Sickle cell disease causes flexible red blood cells to stiffen and form a crescent moon shape, causing patients severe pain. So they're doing some sort of stem cell gene editing therapy here. And they've had great success with it. But here's the problem. The biggest issue is the cost. The team didn't mention a potential price achievement, but a comparable non-CRISPR gene therapy option may cost as much as $1.8 million per patient, including the chemotherapy and hospital stays. That obviously rules out a lot of patients, particularly in the U.S. where healthcare costs can be astronomical. But $1.8 billion. The National Institute of Health and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation are injecting up to several hundred million dollars into the tech in hopes of reducing the cost. So, but there is hope on the horizon for those folks, and hopefully insurance will cover some of this. Probably not. Black Mirror creators made a Death to 2020 Netflix special. So they're going to have a comedy show. The comedy event, You'll Never Forget the Year You Really Don't Want to Remember, Death to 2020, from the makers of Black Mirror, coming soon. So it's going to be a comedy show. 2020 is going to extend into 2021, folks. Just be aware of that. California's CA Notify app offers statewide exposure notification using Apple and Google framework. Yes, this is for COVID-19. Well, if you're all locked down in California, how are you having any contact? So, but it's available as of this Thursday, December 10th, for everyone in California. How many of you in California are going to be using the CA Notify app to make sure that you are, well, to be notified if you come in contact with someone with COVID-19? I heard a statistic today. Where did I hear it? That 1 in 10 people in Southern California have tested positive in COVID recently. How is that possible? Isn't California the place where everyone's wearing masks and social distancing and being very careful? How is that possible? 1 in 10. Comcast extends offer of free Wi-Fi at community centers through June 30th, 2021. So they're not, they're going to still move forward with their capping of bandwidth, but they're going to extend COVID-19 support programs, including the free Wi-Fi and educational resources offers at local community centers throughout the United States. Community centers that offer free Comcast internet access are called Lift Zones by the company, though what most important is how they're meant to reach low-income students who might have inconsistent internet access at home. Can they go to these community centers now, or are they not locked down? We've got shelters here. I told you about it in the last show. Shelters that are closed here in this town, my small town. And people that normally donate to that food bank have food they can't get rid of. It's crazy. It's really crazy. So, critical time of the year to get food to families that are in need. And because the food banks aren't open because of state restrictions, it's criminal. It's just ongoing cruelty. All right, move on here. Apple's 2021 Mac CPU roadmap reportedly includes 32-core chips. They say you could also find 16-core chips inside MacBook Pros and iMacs coming in the future. And a Bloomberg source says claims Apple's 2020 roadmap is considerably more aggressive, to the point where the company is reportedly testing chips for higher-end desktops, including half-size Mac Pro, with as many as 32 high-performance cores. That's not as many as the AMD 64-core Threadripper, but it would eclipse the 28-core Xeon available in the Mac Pro and might deliver significant gains for heavily multi-threaded tasks. And they're saying that desktops could arrive in late 2021, but they said the Mac Pro is only slated to be 2022. We'll see. But it gives them a lot of options. They can build these chips they want to build them. Put as many cores into them as they want. All right. A lot of good articles today. Little shot of H2O. LG plans to outsource more of its low-end and mid-range phones. The in-house mobile team will focus on premium devices. So in other words, send the junk phones to be built in China, I'm sure. LG's mobile communication business is running at a loss for the last 22 quarters, so attempts to cut costs are not surprising. The company is followed behind the likes of Huawei, which recently sold its budget Honor phone brand Xiaomi, Oppo, and Vivo in the smartphone market. The reorganization appears to be an attempt to better compete with those companies, less so with Apple and Samsung. Oppo is a big brand in Asia. Many of you probably have never heard of an Oppo. Maybe you've heard of a Vivo or an Xiaomi, but Oppo is a big, big brand in Asia. Google is adding Apple Music support to their assistant smart speakers and displays. You know, my Google Assistant is so dumb. It gets disconnected from the internet like once a week. I've got to the point where it's made me so irritated. I am not connected to the internet no more. I've unplugged it completely. And probably add it to the relics. If you can't stay connected to the Wi-Fi, what use is it? So Google's announced that Apple Music is now available on smart speakers and displays that use a Google Assistant, including Google's own line of Nest products, such as the new Nest Audio. Owners of Assistant smart speakers and displays will have set up Apple Music as a default service on the speaker. Or you can do that with Spotify, Pandora, or YouTube Premium. So for those of you Apple Music users, you've got a way through those devices now. Airbnb has started a nonprofit for those who need a place to stay during a crisis. Part of the contributions will fund stays for COVID-19 workers. For a few years now, several Airbnb hosts have opened up their homes for those in need, like those escaping Hurricane Sandy or COVID-19 responders. Today, Airbnb has decided to formalize the process by starting a new nonprofit, properly called Airbnb Org, designed to provide shelter in emergency situations. They say the new nonprofit will focus on emergency response to help provide stays to evacuees, relief workers, refugee asylum seekers, and most recently frontline workers fighting the spread of COVID-19. So they'll commit $1 million over the next 2 years to cover stays for IFRC staff and volunteers, and another $1 million to CORE to fund stays for COVID-19 workers. Okay, so throwing a little loose change at it. You have an older iPhone? Well, users are complaining that iOS 14.2 is causing some older iPhones to overheat and rapidly lose charge. So this 14.2 that's out with a laundry list of 24 security updates, some of which were being exploited in a while, leading many sites to urge users to patch as soon as possible. Those sensible souls heeded the call, were gifted with 100 new emojis, dark mode wallpapers, and according to users, certain older devices, rapid battery drain. Affected devices, users said, are losing as much as half of their charge in 30 minutes. An iPhone SE 2016 and iPhone 8 Plus were just fine until the 14.2 update. Now the fully charged battery drops to 45% overnight, and the charge drops rapidly even while simply reading email. This cannot happen in both iPhones unless there's something wrong with the iOS. So Apple is looking into it. Now, remember, this happened before. This has happened before with, and Apple's gotten a lot of trouble over this. So we'll see how long they take to get it fixed. Uber is selling its self-driving unit to autonomous vehicle startup Aurora. That's very interesting that they're selling its self-driving unit to autonomous vehicle startup Aurora. Why? Wasn't Uber's goal is to get rid of drivers? So as part of the deal, Uber will invest $400 million in Aurora. Oh, that's interesting. Effectively, Uber is paying Aurora to take the division off its hands. In the near term, the startup will put ATG's expertise to use on a self-driving truck. It's working on robot taxis, will come later this year, with Uber licensing the tech from Aurora. By the way, I saw a Tesla Semi in a video. I saw one accelerate with a full load. Pretty doggone impressive. So any truck drivers that listen to this show, you guys going to be picking up an Uber truck? I know that's blasphemy, right? I mean, Tesla truck? Seeing that they're trying to put you out of a job? I don't fully understand this, but Google Fi is ending its support for non-VoLTE phones in January. You can get $100 promotional credit if you upgrade to a phone with VoLTE support before December 31st. So I don't really understand VoLTE, what that is. So I'm just reporting on it. You guys can Google it. If you've got a Google Fi, a phone that's non-VoLTE, so you're probably going to need to upgrade. I've never bought anything from IKEA. I know a lot of people love IKEA. The first IKEA store I went into, I was kind of like, who buys this crap? And I know I just insulted some of you, but IKEA is ending its publication of its iconic printed catalog. And apparently in 2016, they 200 million catalogs were distributed in 32 languages. So BBC documentary once claimed that the IKEA catalog was the largest publication in the world, with more copies printed than either the Bible or the Quran. I don't know if I believe that. But for 70 years, the catalog has been one of the most unique and iconic products, which has inspired millions of people across the world. Count me as not inspired. Verizon has launched their own cloud storage service. Okay, really? Do we really need another cloud storage service? I don't know. This will come as, for those of you who love James Bond movies, well, the first 19, yes, the first 19 James Bond movies are now free to watch on YouTube. So, I don't know for how long. And this is only available for U.S. users through YouTube's free to watch section. So just be aware of that. All right. Okay. Finally, don't go anywhere. AMC Theaters bosses criticizes Warner Brothers for the HBO Max 2021 release plans. Yeah, because these theaters are going to get screwed. CEO Adam Aaron said Warner Media wants to subsidize its HBO Max startup at AMC's expense, and that AMC will aggressively pursue economic terms that preserve our business. Ooh. Clearly, Warner Brothers intends to sacrifice a considerable portion of the profitability of its movie studio division and that of its production partners and filmmakers to subsidize its HBO Max startup. The Hollywood Reporter, as for AMC, we will do all in our power to ensure that Warner does not do so at our expense. Huh. Don't know what leverage they have. All right, I want to get over here. Don't go anywhere. Where did it go? Oh, this is horrible. One of our listeners sent in a link that I talked about in the last show that I saw it come in. Where did I stick it? Oh my goodness. Let me go down here and look if I can find it. All right. I'll have to save for the next show. I'm going to have to find it. But I'd gotten an email in from one of our listeners that linked to me something he talked about in my last show. And for the life of me, I don't know where it ended up. I swore I put it in the GN right where I drop everything. Ah, bad host. All right, everybody. Hey, think about becoming an insider. GeekNewsCentral.com/insider. Start your contribution at $2. And if you're on the $2 plan, move it to $5. Progressively move it up to $10, $15, $20, or $25 a month. That donation really helps out a lot and helps maintain the sustainability of the show. Of course, the GoDaddy sponsorship is a large part of keeping the lights on, keep the insurance paid, keeping the oil and gas bill down, all right, the gas and electricity paid along with the rent. So, we appreciate all that you do and all that you contribute to the show. Consider making a contribution to the show, a one-time contribution if you haven't contributed to the show this year at geeknewscentral.com/insider. Get on the board, be part of our contribution family, and I'm going to be working on that in the new year. We're going to be revamping and revitalizing and recharging the Insider program. So look forward to that as we kick off the new year. So we're 8 episodes away from episode 1500. And normally when you hit a big number like this, I would put up some prizes. But what I'm looking for this year, would you like to contribute anything to our 1500th show that we can give away to the audience? I don't want you to send it to me. I want you to say, yes, Todd, I will contribute X. And then we'll come up with a contest. And as we march towards 1500, then we'll find a way to have some fun and be able to give some prizes away. But if you want to contribute a prize as being part of the audience, just let me know what that's going to be. And I'll put your name down and the prize that you're going to give away, and we'll get the party started. So 8 shows away. Now, with the schedule for winter and me doing a little bit of traveling in December and probably in January too, probably in January, we're going to be back down in Columbus again. We'll play it by ear here on how I'm able to execute the show around the schedule. But so we're definitely going to have one more show this week, and then we'll have 2 more next week. So that'll take us to 90. So this one will be 93, will be on the 10th. There'll be no show on the 14th because that's the flight I fly back. See, it's going to get weird. 94 on the 17th, 95 on the 21st. There's going to be no show on the 24th. Then on the 28th, there'll probably be a show. There'll be 26. There will not be one on New Year's Eve. So that takes us into the new year. So sometime second or third week of January, we'll cross over into 1500. So not bad, all things considered. All right, everyone. Hey, thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of the family. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for watching the show. Again, if you have comments, geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com. Those of you that were live watching tonight, thank you very much. Thank you for being here. Thanks for hanging out and being cool. And we'll get this thing in the bag. We'll get this out for the regular podcast audience. Those of you that are listening to the end, thank you for being here. Thanks for being part of the family. We'll see you next time. Everyone, take care. Bye-bye.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.